This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, it is time for the high profile. Hey, bafowethu, uvalelwe ngishaya ngoba phela lo muntu lo he founded a campus radio. But anyway, I'm here with the multifaceted Sibusiso Nxumalo, well known as UJ Sibu.
What's happening?
He is a radio presenter on the Drive Time Show at one of KZN's biggest commercial radio stations, East Coast Radio. And like I say, that he is a multi-talented and he is also a professional DJ, an MC, and a voiceover artist. UJ Sibu, how's it, my bro?
What's happening, man? Thank you so much for that renowned introduction. I really, really appreciate those words. How are you doing? You're doing great. That sounded fantastic, hey?
Hey,
oh, geez, man, you sounded even better than me.
Wow. Come on now, eh? Come on. Travis, if you're listening, now you know.
Oh, hectic. What's next? I'm in a program manager. Hey, it's sabotage, le. Hey, whoa.
Exactly. I'm good, my bro. First of all, I think I'd like us to get to your stage name first. Where does the J in J Sibu come from?
So
what does it stand for?
So as the brand started growing, I was working at the station that I'm currently working at the moment.
Mm.
I realized that every time I introduced myself, I said Sibu. I had to say Sibu from. And a lot of people had to associate me to that brand without isolating me as a brand that stands on its own.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, DJ Sibu. Then I was like, oh, damn, there's this guy.
There's already.
That guy's like a DJ Sibu.
Sure.
I don't want to steal someone's name. It's bigger than me, so I can't do that.
Mm.
And then I was like, what if we drop the D?
Bling. Ooh.
And then I was like, J Sibu. And then I started thinking, what can I make the J stand for? That speaks to who I am as a character.
Sure.
And then we penned it down to Jovial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the J essentially stands for Jovial, which is the character that I am. I'm generally a very fun excited person normally.
Sure.
So that's where the name came from.
Wow. So essentially it's DJ Sibu, but like without the D. So yep. The D is silent.
No.
Okay, it doesn't exist.
I see where you're trying to take me. There's quite a lot of D in life. Vitamins are good, are essential, but when it comes to this brand in particular, as an entertainer,
sure.
Because I also another thing is that I never wanted to sort of just define myself as a DJ, because I do quite a lot of things like emceeing, voiceover now, also music production,
sure,
an artist overall, and a creative.
Oh yeah.
So I think calling it J Sibu or referring to myself as J Sibu sort of allows me to just be defined as an entertainer instead of just a DJ, because I do more than just play great music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I get you. I like that. Now, speaking of doing more things than just play great music. Now, before we get onto your journey in music,
yeah.
You are at a level that many of us, aspiring radio personalities and industry as a whole, Futhi, regards you as like a pinnacle of radio, both in KZN and nationally as well.
Jeez.
So where does your radio journey begin?
Obviously, it started with the campus radio station on the other side. I'm not going to mention the university, but yeah,
sure.
Started there. Because I respect where I am. And
please.
Essentially,
please.
I'm trying to push.
Otherwise, we're going to cut
trying to push something, yeah?
We're going to
have a good relationship with the radio
short.
Station.
Yeah.
So, man. Radio, I did public relations, communication, and media science. Like how most university students will make it sound fancy. So that's the course that I studied. And when I was doing my in-service training at the student services department, I came up with an idea. That came from the fact that the university was lacking communication. There was a gap between the students and the seven universities or the seven campuses that are under that umbrella. So I thought, let me bridge that gap. And then I started the campus radio station there. Essentially, it started off by being about other people, like the talent that I honed, like Abo Hizi, who's currently at Gagasi FM, Abo Asante, Abo Luyanda, Abo Harrison, who's on 5FM, including myself. Like I have so many presenters that came out of Radio DUT that came out of the intention that I'm trying to build other people. Because when I define myself, I use three words. I create, I build, and I liberate, which in extent is everything that I do. From music to everything that I do, I will always create. I will always build. And I will always do it for the purpose of liberating other people. So I started that campus radio station just like that. And then over time, because everyone started leaving and becoming more famous than me, I was like, maybe it's my turn.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I got scouted by the station that I'm currently working at.
Sure. So you mentioned Indaba, the campus radio.
Yeah.
So according to you, what are some of the critical radio skills and qualities ongathi wawuzamukwenza isiqiniseko sokuthi your presenters that you have pick up and sharpen at campus radio level?
Well, I think the first and most important thing is to love what you do. Ungayenzi into just because you like what other people have been able to achieve through it. Like isikhathi esiningi people look at iradio as a gateway to gain fame.
Oh yes.
You know, if you don't love what you do won't love you.
Sure.
And so that's the one thing that I've always taught people. But the basics, man, like do enough research, bro. Like like for example, this interview.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't even know like what my real name was, I would have been quite offended.
Sure.
You know,
sure,
but you did.
Sure.
So yeah, you do enough research, you find out as much as you can about the person that you're interviewing, you do research for content. You liberate yourself so that whatever comes out of your mouth is worth listening to. And I always say to people, well, used to, whenever they would put down a content piece, I would say, so what? So what, indicating what does this content piece intend to do
to
the person who's listening to it? If it's not meant to make them laugh, if it's not meant to change their mood,
sure,
educate them, or essentially make them feel better about their day, then why are we doing it? It's not just about talking yap. Everything must have a purpose. Everything must have a meaning.
Sure.
And that's my way, or at least was, or still is, because I'm still in radio. But that's my way of preserving the craft for what it was initially meant to be.
Sure.
You know?
All right. Now, last question on radio, because we're here for music.
Yes,
question on radio. How is hosting the Drive Show different from any other radio experience that you've had?
It's a beast, man. It's growth. Also, I get to work with one of the coolest radio presenters in the country. Stacey Norman.
Stacey,
you know, she's a legend, bro. And it's not only an honor and a privilege. By the way, it's her birthday today. Happy bleep birthday to Stacey Norman. Have yourself an amazing one. Yeah, man. Bro, like... Yeah, it's different because it matters more and there are more people who have access to that particular show. But that's not to say that a show that is flighting midnight is not important, because every show has its audience.
Sure.
But yeah, man, I think the recognition is cool. But I'm still more focused on just making sure the craft is respectable and the craft gets the opportunity to last as long as it can and it is respected.
Definitely.
So, but it's pretty cool. I like being famous.
Okay.
It suits me. I think I deserve to be famous. Right.
Yeah.
I like walking around. People are like, ooh, who's that guy? You know?
Okay.
Ah, Jace Boo. That's nice.
Okay.
That's the cute part.
Hi, Jace Boo. Can I take a picture?
Oh, I love taking pictures. Okay. Don't even start. Don't even mention the word pictures, because right now I'm ready.
Okay.
Like, I'm ready. You want to take a picture? I'm ready.
Maybe not now, but anyway. So now on to your music.
Like, yes.
A year ago, you released your debut single, Uthando Lwakho, and that featured Usanele Mkhize and the award-winning house music duo, Colors of Sound.
Yes, that was 2019.
Yeah. Oh, that was 2019. Sure. So, and then you also had another song. I think you released 5 more singles afterwards, including your hit record, Uthando Lwethu, with Minintu Lee and Vuyani, and as well as dropping your debut EP, Gulf of Alaska, you know, following up with Umizo. And now we are about to have, an album. You know,
yes.
So I just like to know, what made you decide to venture into music?
I love music, man. Music, one of my fondest moments when it comes to music is every Sunday growing up, my dad would be getting ready to go to work the next day, and then he'd ask me to polish his shoes, and then it'd be like a classic song playing in the background. The whole family, mom would be in the kitchen cooking, and then just that ambience, bro. Music has always been a part of my life, and music brings joy. And music has purpose, and music enhances a feeling, whether it's, you know, to remind you of someone, to make you remember who you are, or to guide you towards a better way of living life. Music has a purpose in everyone's life if you just listen to the words. What I've noticed now is a lot of people are making music not for the meaning, but just for the hype and for it to sound great. That's not what Jace Boo's all about. But I love music. Music is a central part of who I am as a person. Like,
sure.
Coming here, we were just jamming. My madam and I, we were just jamming to some music. Like, imagine life without music. In fact, definitely. I want to say this loud and proud. Music is life. What's life without the... You know, like, you know, like, rhythm, bro. Like, bro. Like, I can't. Like, man. It's another way of healing. Healing yourself, because you go through many pains in life, and life is suffering. It's just essentially about finding the moments that make it worthwhile. And music sometimes main and most of the time makes it worthwhile.
Definitely.
That's how you narrate your story. That's how you know, you project yourself.
Definitely. I feel you on that one. I'm like, I also love music so much. There was a song that was playing here actually, and I was like, if this song catches me off guard at a concert or club somewhere, I'd probably cry.
Yeah.
You know, so I have that thing with it was Carrie and the Soul Control.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Candace Soul, man.
That's a very beautiful song. But you also you specialize in Afro House and Afro Tech, actually.
Yes, yes.
Which is, you know, currently in good shape right now, you know, looking at it in the South African context as well. What informed your decision to, like, you know, focus on this particular genre in the first place?
Oh, man, I just love the sound, bro.
Sure.
Like, I was just drawn to the sound. I didn't even make a decision. Like, Ning don't need a decision to be made. It just happens. I can't dance. My madam can attest to that. She's in the studio.
Sure.
But the way my heart beats, the way my brain thinks, the way that I put melodies and sounds together, the way that I arrange my vocalist, the way that I do music and walk in music.
Sure.
It was quite obvious that Afrotech would be my genre.
Would be the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Now, this coming Friday, you're officially releasing Gold.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
And on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show, by the way, we already have it.
Yes, I saw you jamming to it on Instagram.
Exactly. We were jamming to it on Friday. So, you see, I'm exclusive.
Come on now.
So, this is your lead single, apparently, for your upcoming debut album, Illuminated Journey.
Yes.
You know, so we've playlisted the song and played the song, and we've been enjoying it. Cool. So, I'd just like to know, what is the inspiration behind the song? What is the song about?
Essentially, Gold is a song that's meant to remind its consumer that it's all in your hands. You should never allow other people to put you down, and that you are the gold. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I think we need music like this in this day and age, especially coming out of COVID, and just
definitely.
Also mental health issues becoming prominent in discussions. I think people need to be reminded that Lenti Fatigwe Namfeitu.
Sure.
We want to hold other people accountable. If you start with yourself, bro, like, it's you. I wouldn't be having this interview if I didn't reach out to you guys.
Definitely.
Do you understand what
definitely.
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm getting into an MET radio, doesn't want to chat to me. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home eating potatoes.
Sure.
And I'm not reaching out. Like, bro, you got to put in the work to get the results that you want. And that's what I'm all about. Like, just doing stuff. You're going to complain.
Definitely.
Like, hold yourself accountable before you hold other people accountable.
Sure.
So that's what Gold is about. The album is coming out next year. It's called Illuminated Journey, which is an album that conveys self-development, self-growth, with the understanding that you can be guided along the way.
True.
Yeah. I'm a very deep person, man. I'm sorry. Like,
I feel you. I see. So it's coming out next year, not in November.
No more. So I'm going to do a private listening session for the album on the 24th of November. Hopefully the GOD does allow for that to happen. But I'm just pacing myself. Gold is such a special song that it deserves all the time.
Yes.
I'm also launching a 5-part series as part of Gold, highlighting individuals who've gone through tough times, made it out by identifying their gold, and now are living their life in a very purposeful way. Through the identification of their gold. So I've got one video already up on my Instagram at JadesboroughFish. You can check out that story. This guy used to be a gang leader, now, you know, an inspirational a role model for a lot of people. So we're highlighting, we've got a cancer survivor. There's myself as well. There's quite a few footballer now who was a car guard.
Car guard.
He was a car guard, and then now he's a football player in Cape Town doing well. So just, the song is about, again, reminding you that you have it in you. It's all in your hands. There's a lot of people who don't like to see other people succeed. That's that. But again, you need to sit down with yourself and tell yourself Because one of the most important conversations you can have is with yourself. To be able to sit down with yourself and say, yo, lento futhi kumina. Noma bangakhuluma abantu ekugcineni, mawungenzi lutho wena to take yourself to the next level, to grow your craft and to become essentially what you were meant to become.
Sure.
And to reach and live a life of purpose.
Sure.
Then you're playing games if you don't do it like that, bro.
Wow, that is beautiful, man. I'm liking this interview. But anyway, lastly, yes, yes. On the music part, what made you believe that you are now ready to put out like a full body of work, like a studio album? And then also, what can we expect on the project? Like, what kind of sounds, you know, can we expect? And some of the features, Mhlambe, that you can disclose that are on the album, maybe.
Okay. My decision to do an album... A lot of people would look at me and be like, ah, this Ntwana is reaching for something that's too far away from him. The reason why I'm doing an album is because it's unexpected that I would do an album. And it's frightening. An album is a body of work.
Definitely.
Like, I'm scared to do it, but I feel like I have to do it. Because I need to go through what it feels like to do something that is so important so that I can learn the lesson of having done it. The other side.
Sure.
Because many times we fear things, bro. Like, I'm not scared now, especially after conquering mental health and depression. Like, and the things that I've gone through in my life have really given me the confidence to say, I can, man. Like, I can, bro. Like,
sure.
There's nothing I can't do. Like, I realize the way that I walk in buildings determines how people treat me.
Sure.
And best believe I'm going to walk like I'm the... ish.
Sure.
You know, like,
sure.
And so like
you can,
bro,
see John,
like,
Cena.
Nah, sure. Bro, like, I'm not even playing games, but like, yo, like, gag, it's bad. Gag, why mustn't I drop an album?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why do other people get to drop albums, bro? I am the Jay-Z in me that I want everyone else to see.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at Jay-Z, I'm looking at me like I'm seeing Jay-Z, my G. Like, I'm the Jay-Z. I'm not saying it like it's against or like competitive, but like,
sure,
I want to identify someone that everyone looks up to and say, I feel the same way that you feel about him, about myself.
I get you. That is very,
you know what I mean?
That is powerful, actually. That is powerful. You are him, bro. That is powerful. You are him, bro. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go and play out with your brand new single is coming out this Friday, the 28th of October, I understand that you also have a clothing line.
Yes.
Can you just tell us more about where the inspiration for that came from? And why did you feel like you have to also have, you know, a clothing line on top of music and radio, you know, and MCing and all of these?
Can I tell you the truth?
Sure.
I just got sick and tired of wearing other people's clothes, bro. Like, I just got sick and, like, ngwan kogi itik, bro.
Sure.
Like, I can make my own clothes and wear my own brand.
Yeah.
And then, but I wanted Utingi Daisi. I don't care if people buy it or not. Like,
sure.
That's for me to
wear.
But
it's yours.
But
to
if
wear.
You want a piece of J Smooth, then you can go and check it out on my website, jsmoothentertainment.com. But like, bro, like, if you identify with E brand J Smooth and who J Smooth is,
sure.
And if you're gonna rock like a hoodie or whatever, then do it, bro. I promise you, you'll feel lekker and it's quality clothing. But
just
to the bottom line of just do your own thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully, if G.O.D. allows, I have my own shoe line next year, bro. Like, I want to rock my own shoes.
Sure.
Like, oh, you cannot go to the other side, bro. Like, that's my thing.
Sure.
No, bro. Imagine.
Thank you so much for coming through to MUT Radio. And just like, where do we find you on your socials?
Yeah.
When is the album coming out, really? With regards to the listening session, who can attend, who cannot? Because I heard it's a private listening session.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, all of those details, the quick ones. Sure.
Yes, about Niagupi. Relax, don't remember, bro. Yeah, man, it's coming out. The Gold featuring Kianja, who, by the way, who's an international artist.
Artist, yeah, in
London. To answer that other question, I'm featuring many international artists, including South African artists as
question.
Well.
Sure.
But like Uzoibona, now I'll start posting stuff and giving glimpses of what the album's going to sound like on social media. But on social media, you can get me at JSmooth Official. That's across the board: Facebook, Twitter, Threads, X. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a few now. Mm. Or
well, they're two different platforms.
Yeah, Kono Threads, Kono X.
Kono Threads,
Kono X. I'm going to go to X.
Yes,
play. Yeah, man, the song's coming out on the 20th of October on all digital platforms.
Dope. Danko. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.